Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy, it's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is, we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Today is No Manners Wednesdays, and I have No Manners 7 days a week, so this day shouldn't be any different. First and foremost, I'd like to give a happy late birthday shout-out to my baby girl. She turned 24 years old yesterday. Shout-out to Alicia. Hey! A.K.A. Juicy. Hey! She is going to kill me. But it's just amazing that, you know, 24 years ago that I actually had her and she popped out the coochie. She was the first child that I experimented with castor oil. And that shit worked. You don't want to be pregnant through the summer and it's close to time to your due date? You better take some damn castor oil and chase it with some other fucking food, and you'll be all right. I promise you. Your child will come in. You'll have the shit, but so will your child. But that motherfucker will slide out with no worries, like no worries at all. So Sunday, I wanted to play a lot of old school music, right? But my internet wasn't working right. So I called my internet service provider today, and we worked on the speed of my system, and guess what? I was able to upload some of the music that I couldn't play for you guys on Sunday, so it's going to be old, new, and, you know, and some other stuff. And shout out to Miss Momo. She's on. She beat me on because I had some technical difficulties. I couldn't remember my damn code. I mean, shit, I'm tired. I had a day off, and I actually did nothing. I also cook. For those of you that follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, I made some jerk chicken wings, some red beans and rice, and some steamed cabbage and some jumbo biscuits. Shit was banging. For those of you that live nearby, you know, you could have come by for a plate, but then again, I would love to have some leftovers. So, Quaylee, Black Friday, and Momo, and some other people, I'll give y'all a chance to eat some of my cooking when I come back from vacation. I'm thinking maybe I should just open up a restaurant and rent it out my fucking crib and sell plates. A bitch can cook, cakes, all of that. I do it all. So, before I start playing my music, I'm going to bring on Momo and see what she got going on and see what I've been missing. Good evening, Miss Momo.
Hi. I missed you at work today.
Damn. You're the second person to say that. Do I really be making that much of a difference?
Right. I ain't doing much then. I got in trouble, like always.
What you do?
Talking on the floor.
Daddy Warbucks caught you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you this. Why your homegirl sent me to go get her some Chinese food and told me that if her card is declined, just leave the food there? Normally, if your card is declined, ain't no motherfucker going to give you no food, no way. What did you do that?
You talking about the same one that gave up the quarter. I don't know.
I just can't. I just can't. You know, you're right. She don't. And, you know, I have to work. I ain't going to front. I have to work. I have bills I have to pay. My kids depend on me working for food, clothing, shelter, luxuries. And I need to work because I have a shoe addiction that I haven't,
participated
in a couple of weeks, you know. So, you know, for all you bitches that don't have to work, shouts out to you, and I hope your pussy don't ever get bent out of shape. I hope the walls don't ever get gone from that motherfucker. And I hope your mouth don't ever fuck up to where you can't suck mad dicks. For those of you that don't have to work, and that's getting it like that. But for those of you that might have a good man that just love you because you're a good woman and you hold him down and you take care of the house and the crib and the kids and you don't got to work, shouts out to you. You know what I'm saying? You know, tomorrow's Thought Thursdays, so Thoughts is going to be
you
in
say
the
hold me down?
Huh?
Did you say hold me down?
Hold you down? No, I didn't. No, we're not. Matter of fact, you know what? Have you ever heard the song?
No, you going to play it?
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and play that first. I'm going to go ahead and get that out the way. Hold on, what the hell is this song at? Okay, Hold You Down, remix, Diddy Tyson, and Money Gram.
Me and DJ Slizzy Flame decided to do something different. We're mixing it up. R&B and hip-hop. That's right. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, the female Howard Stern. Ride the motherfucking wave.
Yo, what's going on? It's DJ Slizzy Flame.
Why he's doing you wrong? with me. I can't be good for you when I take you to Lake Tahoe. We can see everything. I can't be the better man. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell you about how I was raised up and treated lady like, not like a dog. You make a promise to me, I make a promise to you. I'm 50 Tyson though, come get at me.
Let me hold you down. Don't worry about shit. Don't worry about him. He ain't never the clown. He put you down. He push you down. I'ma pick you back up. Don't worry about him. I got that thing. Don't have me hook up. These niggas talk about me. They talk about that. I got your back. I got your back. And baby girl, I swear to God, it's a fact. And I'ma tell you like this, mommy. You know that I'ma treat you right. I'ma show you anything you wanna see. We can see them birds.
Let me be the okay. Hold you down. So it's a nice song, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
I like the hook. I like the R&B singer on it because, you know, I'm just real big on R&B on the song. But, you know, it was cute. It's the remix. I haven't heard the original one, so we're going to stick with the remix.
But the original got your name in it, right?
No, it doesn't. None of them have my name in it. It's just that video. It's just that video. Shout out to 50 Tyson. Let me be the one that holds you down. Yes. Like, you a hot mess. You is a hot mess. So, girl. I'm going to found me a boo off Facebook because, boy, I'm putting all my, I ain't putting all my skills up there, but, you know, them cooking skills, girl, like, niggas hitting me up that look good that I didn't even know lived in our city. I didn't even know one of them worked in the barbershop that my kids go to. He's like, if I can't get a plate, I'll see you at the shop. And I looked at him, shit, yes, you will, boo, real soon. Hell yes. Hey, Sam. Sam Hill.
No fucking manners.
I'm just saying, people been hitting me up wanting to come through, wanting plates, and they're like, I want some. You want some what? You got to be specific. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I don't be knowing. I don't know what they want. They just know that I can cook. Shout out to Jerry Dobie, Hype Magazine. Shout out to Jamila. They dropped the Who Is, and it featured Streets Troutman. Shout out to the rapper, my son. You know, he took a lot of things from his mother, and he took some things from his father. And, you know, I ain't even going to charge that nigga rent for being up in my coochie for 9 months. We was roommates for 9 months, rent-free. I took care of everything. Fed that nigga. I ain't have to clothe him because he was butt-ass naked. But y'all get the logist of it. I'm just saying. No matter what.
I didn't even get my CD.
Huh?
I've been waiting on my fucking CD for like...
Ooh, girl. You know what? Ooh. Now that I get off, what time you get off?
When? Tomorrow?
Uh-uh.
Oh, definitely?
Friday.
3:30. Oh, no, 3:30. Everybody get off at 3:30 Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, so, shit, when you get off work, you can just hop in the car with me, and I take you to get your autographed picture. Y'all take a, you know, your autographed mixtape, and y'all
girl,
take
what
a picture
day?
Together.
I got to make sure I'm fly. Hold up, what day?
I mean, it could be Friday or Saturday.
Oh, that's just Saturday. I'm going to get my hair done Friday.
And what days are you off?
Sunday and Monday.
Oh, okay. I'm just double checking. I'm just double checking. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to all the niggas liking my pictures on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Y'all seeing a bitch in her rare form. Y'all seen me in some of the tights today, showing off my little weight. My daughter said my booty getting big. I don't know about all that. I just know I can't fit certain pairs of pants that I used to be able to fit. I don't know if the washer is shrinking my pants or, you know, I gained a couple of pounds. Huh?
No, your booty is getting big. I told you that.
Damn, and I don't got nobody to smash. That's a fucking shame. Fucking shame. I'm saving myself for Miami. Matter of fact, he ain't raised his hand, but I'm about to bring him on and see if he got no manners today. Gary Dolby, give it up. Hey!
Oh, wow. What's up? How y'all doing?
How you doing, boo? No manners. That's catchy.
I'm doing
no manners.
Yeah, no manners. It's cool. I'm good. How about you? Coming off the deadline. Get ready to hit the road.
I see. You did that shit fast. I'm doing good. A week from today, I will be sleeping and getting up in the middle of the night to embark on my 12-hour drive to Miami.
Oh, that's right, coast to coast. Huh?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to, you know, doing a wonderful article. Trust me, Martha will be helping me. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. Corey, shout out to Your Rock Sunglasses. He sent me a sponsorship kit package the other day. I got several pairs of sunglasses to give the artists out there. So, you know, I hit up Moscato Cigars, but they never hit me back because, you know, I know some people would have loved to have smoked on their cigars and gave us some wonderful feedback. But, you know, timing is everything. Everything has a season. I ain't done with them yet. I'm going to learn how to, I ain't even going to learn how to smoke a cigar because that's too close to being like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's only if you smoke the big old railroad cigars. You got to smoke a real cigar, like smoke a shorty. You know, it's a thin one. You know what I mean? You don't have to be have your mouth full, because that's just nasty.
That's not ladylike.
But I'm not a fucking lady, and I like my mouth full, and I'm not wasteful. I don't waste kids.
We see.
Okay, then. All right. I'm not going to follow you down the Yellow Brick Road this evening, Chuck. I'm not going to do it, because...
Let her go. Let her go by herself.
Let her roll. We'll let her roll. Cool interview with Street. Appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity to interview your son. We appreciate that.
I'm just so happy and I'm so proud of him. And then, you know, I'm about to do my thing and switch it up and, you know, throw some, like, variety, be like, basically take your tweet, retweet it, add a little bit of something to it, and because for some reason, when you posted it, it brought up the picture, but when I try to repost it and stuff, it doesn't bring up the picture, so I'm like, you know what I'll do is just do, upload a different picture, and then that way that gives people, when they're reading it, they give them versatility to see, like, the different phases, like rocking the mic, the cover, and then they see him in his raw form on the site. So I'm kind of excited about that. I wish I was a who is, but I guess everybody know who I am by now, kind of, sort of, maybe. Hmm.
Y'all, you be a good interview.
I want to be on Love and Hip Hop.
I can't help you with that one.
I'm just saying, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop New York, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Shit, all I got to do is go in Atlanta and fuck with a nobody that's washed up. And then, shit, I'm on that bitch.
All right. Put me on mute, because I'll be laughing my ass off.
But I'm just saying, Monica, think about it. As ratchet as my ass is, would I not be a prime candidate for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Yeah, you'd be one of the front runners.
And all I got to do is find somebody that I fuck with and don't fuck with, and then just, you know, all I got to do is a Nico on his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, because he's not, no.
That one a good take.
Nah, because Nico ugly as fuck. I would never fuck with a nigga that looked like Nico. His ass got a ring around it. I saw the sex tape, and I couldn't get past that rusty ass. Like, you got a even complexion, but you got a black ass. Like, your ass is literally black. Like, your black ass. Like, yo, nigga, I'm really saying your ass is black. I might want to get him on the show just to ask him a few questions.
To me. I watched, like, maybe 5 minutes of it and was like, no, that's stupid.
It's not interesting to me because I don't think she was sucking dick properly. I don't think he was hitting that ass correctly. Yeah, she ain't had a felony. That bitch had county farm head. I'm just saying. And I mean, if I wasn't so deep into this music shit, I was supposed to come out with a how-to video. You feel me? And I might just still do it, an instructional head video. Because Amber, call me Pearl, was in the car one day, and I had told her, shit, my shit a felony. She busted out laughing, and she was like, she needed some tips. I'm honored to give you some, girl.
What you tell about the Pop Rocks?
Oh, yes. Oh, girl, yes. Then, you know, when you hit them nuts, you got to be very gentle and delicate with that. You know, not everybody can be a good dick sucker. A good dick sucker is you hit the nuts, you fuck with the taint, and you might try to venture elsewhere and shit like that. But the key is fucking with the nuts and that motherfucker not flinching. He's like laying there, and he has the same sensation as he did when you were sucking the tip of his dick, the middle of his dick, when you went ahead and just fucking deep throat that dick, and you touched them balls. I'm just saying. Seriously.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm going to hit Mona ass up and be like, well, I can't be on Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta. I'll come visit your ass down there. I'm just saying. I got plenty of drama that I can bring.
You definitely do.
Yes, radio show host, 45, a MILF, a G-MILF, or whatever the fuck, a grandmother that niggas want to fuck, a mother that niggas want to fuck, a sister that niggas want to fuck. I mean, shit, I'm just an all-around bitch that niggas want to fuck. Why shouldn't I be on the show? I work. I have my own business about myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Jocelyn. I mean, I'm not trying to be a rapper. I'm trying to be a singer. I know. I stay in my place. I know my lane, and I ride that motherfucker very well. You know? And Ashton posted something on my page today, and that shit was crazy. This lady, pregnant, she's been fucking one of her daughter's husbands. Right?
Yeah, I see that. And her kids are grown.
Yes, and then when she was fucking one of the daughter's husbands, the daughter, the youngest daughter,
pregnant
and
her son, her stepson.
No, it's her son-in-law because she was fucking one son-in-law, and then the youngest daughter and her husband came home one night, and the youngest son-in-law walked in and saw them fucking. He never said nothing. Then they started fucking, and she pregnant, and she don't know which one of them she pregnant by.
But they white.
They had to be white. Let's ask Ashton. Ashton, was the motherfuckers white that you posted on my page today with they incestuous ass?
I'm not sure. Very
now, you know what? You know what? It could be black because think about it. The youngest son-in-law caught them fucking, right? He ain't say shit. So then he caught her at a moment, and he probably was like, yo, bitch, I know you fucking my brother-in-law. If you don't give me none of that pussy and suck my dick, I'm going to blow up your spot. Now, that's some shit a brother would do. That's some shit a nigga would do. And you going to give me that pussy. You going to give me that pussy right now. So it's kind of hard to say. Could be white. Could be black. I don't know. But it's still a fucked up situation. And I, me personally, I would like to find her because I would ask her, whose dick is better, the oldest or
the
youngest?
Oh, my goodness. Only your ass.
I'm just saying, if you're going to keep fucking a nigga, he's going to have to be doing something good. Like,
but how can
he
you
eating the ass?
You're just getting fucked. That's stupid. That's nasty.
I mean, it's a lot of nasty bitches out here. But everybody needs love. I mean, she wrong as fuck. You know what I'm saying? They wrong as fuck. But at the end of the day, somebody going to be on, both of them motherfuckers going to be on Maury trying to figure out who the daddy is. And how does your daughters feel about you? Like, me personally, I couldn't be, like, fucking anybody that my daughter possibly could have fucked or talked to or anything. For one, my daughter is 24, so the niggas that she talked to is really out of my age range, okay? Mm-hmm. I like them something young, but not something toddlers, okay? But I'm just like, you know, maybe she was going through that phase where her ass old as fuck because she's 47, she's 2 years older than me, she probably wrinkled in. She doesn't feel attractive anymore. And he showed some inkling of interest. And he probably was like, damn, the daughter's pussy is good. I wonder if the mom pussy is, I wonder if she get it from her mama.
Horrible.
And this shit happens. How do you live with yourself, like, with some shit like that? I mean, how do you just live with yourself? I can't. And leave it to Ashton to find some of the ratchetest real-life shit on Facebook.
That was a strawberry letter to Steve Harvey and them. So I wasn't
Junior,
the first.
So Nephew Junior probably want to fuck her, too. Isn't that his name, Nephew Junior or Nephew Tommy? To add to them fucking kids. He got about, 20 kids? But, I mean, I don't know. That's some shit I would take to my grave with me. I'm not writing no strawberry letter. I'm not writing no Dear John letter. I'm not writing no Dear Oprah letter.
I'm not having his baby.
Abortion clinic.
My husband had a vasectomy. I'm not having anyone's baby.
Ooh.
Oh, Kenny. Ooh.
Ooh, she can't even lie and say, baby, it's yours.
No.
I stopped taking birth control or that. Ooh. Mm.
She has no clue.
I can't even follow up on no lie for that hoe. Shouts out to Media Takeout that released a damn near half the cast on fucking Love and Hip Hop Atlanta got fired.
Who got fired?
Mama D, Lil Scrappy, Erica, Young Jock, Kirk and Rashida.
Why? Why Kirk and Rashida, though?
Everybody's tired of them. They ain't got no good storyline.
So they left Carly Rae Jazz on there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I might not be tuning in to next season.
But I'm telling you, they let my boo on that motherfucking show. I'm going to finagle my way on that bitch.
Ooh.
I'm about to send my... They let my boo somewhere close to that show. I'm coming on there.
Good girl.
All he got to say is Coco on the Lolo on the phone call. And now I'm like, Mona, when that nigga was on the show, I'm Coco on the Lolo. I'm Chalk Mommy, bitch. You better recognize. You better look at my resume. I don't got no motherfucking manager. I'm made for this show. I really want to come on that show.
See if I can find the producers for you. Find Mona.
Oh, trust me. Trust me. Let the fireman get on that damn show. I'm going to be starting my own fires.
Oh.
Y'all have been told. Y'all have been warned.
Well, I don't care. As long as I get a cameo.
I'm going to start my own reality show on YouTube. I don't know what it's going to be called. It should be called No Manners. And I might start in Miami. I did tell y'all, you know, if I fuck around there and find some good, I was going to make a little video clip for y'all. I'm still true about that. But I don't think I'm going to be doing nothing nasty in Miami. I'm just gonna go down there, do what I gotta do, and then come back and have music stories to tell y'all. Y'all really think I can do that?
Yeah, right.
You do it very easily. You've been doing it.
I'm just saying. I'm feeling some type of way. How can I be a sexless sex talk radio show host? How is that even possible? That's because I don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. And there's a lot of mediocre dick in the world.
Especially where we at.
Yes, but I'm thinking. I'm going to New York. I'm going to hop on the Chinese bus one and do a little 24-hour trip, end up in Brooklyn, get my back blown out, and come on right back down. Yes. That's
how
I'm going to do. Ashley, you know, every time I come to New York and fuck, it's always some nigga from Brooklyn. Always give me some Brooklyn dick. Matter of fact, when I come back from Miami, I'm going to be ready to do Chocolate Fantasies again. And we'll be doing the show earlier. I'm thinking like maybe 6 to 8 because everybody has to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning now. The people that really matter. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think it would be nice for us to bring back Chocolate Fantasies and do prank calls again. I got a lot of thirsty niggas that I could just really just put out there. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. So I was able to upload some more songs that I couldn't upload on Sunday. Remember I told you I had some old school classics? Remember I was telling you about that?
What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit you with some of them. A lot of them are New York based, so you're going to be tripping. So I'm about to hit a 4-song stretch. Promise not to yell. Promise not to start doing the cabbage patch and all that other shit like that. And
I will compose
girl, myself. I'm about to be the DJ right now.
Go DJ.
That's our DJ. Go DJ. No minute. So here we go with the first one, and then I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it copacetic. You're gonna be like, oh shit. And then I'm going to come back. Here we go.
Owning or owning co-ops, farms, drop top, coops and yachts, guzzling straight shots and scotch, formulating up plots to escape to sell them slots, cause it's scorching hot, making it hard trying to figure who's out to trap me, but tacky, got all kinds of undercovers coming at me, perhaps he won't be happy till they snatch me and place me where half a slack be, sitting in Kazaki, but never me, see, my destiny's to be forever free, in ecstasy on a hill that awaits for me, so plush just to visualize it like a coke rush, vivid enough to make living this a must, plus I'm a recovered man, I will plan to discover other lands. Suburban places got me seeking for oasis. Fist out by the cases, ladies of all races with dime faces. Sex on the white sand beaches of St. Thomas, though this ain't promise. I'm as determined as some old timers. I want a villa in the Costa Rica, so I can smoke my beefa and enjoy how life's supposed to treat ya. Late in the shades of the Everglades, finally forever paid. When the finest fabric sellers ever made. Me and my team, Caribbean cuisines. I guess being down for so long, I'm on this door to see my dreams. Sugar Hill baby, Sugar Hill baby. Me being supreme master ain't much more life or fiend after, but another chapter, a new way of life to adapt to, cause the streets are gassed and have you caught up in the rapture, deja vu, I can vision my killer crew more hospitable, consciously aware plus political, political, cause though they claim every man's created equal us as native people, find it harder for nights to sleep through, but once established, we eating lovely, living lavish like the house of a sign, Pavis, I got a hat, it's so plush, just to visualize it's like a coke rush, vivid enough to make living this a must. Sugar Hill baby, Sugar Hill baby.
This is for my ghetto motherfuckers.
40 size felony, misdemeanor, charge, murder. Extra ball, CBR bike, I'm switching gears, headlights, shine so bright, bitches streams like this, them fiends want that D-boy, feds sending decoys, pack that heat boy, push you where you rest in peace boy, get your mama's house shot up, bodies all chopped up, when them bodies pop up, I ain't getting locked up, my Bentley cruise the block with the sunroof top, hood rat jumping on my jock, cause I blew up the spot, crushing your bins, crushing your navigator system, my QBDs. Make y'all niggas tough, your shit in. It's Nas in your area. Queens about to tear it up. Braveheart, y'all scared of us. Real niggas, baby, up.
What's your name? Cause I'm impressed. Can you treat me good? I won't settle for less. You a hot boy.
Hot boy.
A rock boy.
A rock boy.
A fun toy.
A fun toy.
A Glock boy. Where you live? By yourself? Can I move with you? Do you need some help?
relax and listen to a pro as I start going, blowing, flowing, showing and moving and see that I'm the capital H of evil. I decent. This is my yard and better yet my precinct. No discontent because I'm all about pleasing. You like my style, but while I'm bananas, I'm out of hand, extravagant. So can you dig it?
Down the sector, supreme neck protector. Better want him, kid, Mr. Messer. Falling pop, bout to blow his lid from the pressure. Too hot for TV, for cheesy. Too many wanna be Harvey, easy. It's all in together, going on out together. It don't take much to please me. Still homes are never satisfied like the stones. We don't condone biting, see them selling crossbones. Protecting what I'm writing, don't clash with the titan. Who blast with a license to kill rap recitants. Come on, in the zone with your nigga from the group home to cow.
Fuck your lifestyle,
put your lights out. Get this shit to crackin', got you feeling with your pipes out. Time for some action, surfing the avenue. Mad at you, where I used to battle goose. Back when that's when that had that attitude. Cover me, I'm going in, walls closing in. Got us busting off these pistols, my niggas got issues again. Same song, armed with the mega bomb. Blow you out the frame, then I'm gone.
Yo, I was going too, but we roam. Cellular phones, dot meth, back in the flesh. Blood and bones, don't condone. Spin bank loans and homegrown. Suckers break like turbo in ozone. When I grab the broom, moonwalk, platoon hawk. My goons bark, leave you in the blue lagoon. Lost crew, B9's in the club with my suit. He dying in the glove, right behind on the boss. Haters don't touch, what? Weigh us both up. Now my neighbor doped up, got the cable hooked up. All channels, lift my shirt, all mammal. You ship off keys and we ship grand piano. Hold on shotgun, hand on the pump. Sipping on the 40, smoking on the blood. Bust my gun, random meth, hitting jump. La 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 la.
Infliction, poison is dark sickness. Best believe finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliches. Shot that ricochet, start trouble, bust bubbles. Hit the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw for my punch buggy, son and you. Got you shitting in your last huggy, running who? Fucking punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat love respect.
Oh shit, how the fuck I cut that off? So, Ashton, what did you have to say about that?
Absolutely nothing. I'm not understanding why you cut that off.
I don't even know. I hit it on an accident. I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, no.
But so get back to what you're doing, cause a little break. Then I'm gonna do this and this shit. We're gonna be out of here early. So here we go with a classic.
I like that. You like that?
Here's another one.
And another one.
And another one.
And another one.
Make me lick you from your neck till you're back to ya. Shivering, tongue delivering, chills up that spine, that ass is mine. Skip the wine and the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking. Deja vu, the blood spark, finger fucking in the park, pissy off Bacardi dark. Remember when I used to play between your legs? You begged for me to stop because you know where it would head. Straight to your mother's bed, not the Marriott. We'd be lucky if we find a spot next to your sister. Damn, I really missed her. Way she used to rub my back when I hit that. Way she used to giggle when your ass would wiggle. Now I know you used to sweet set the Park of Meridian, trip to the Caribbean, but tonight no air. Like a wine face Rolex, you just shine. I like that waistline. Let me hit that from behind. Which wall you wanna climb? My style's genuine. Girl, I love you long time. I got you pinned up with your fucking limbs up. All because you like the way my bed was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up. Please watch me do me. Nasty. Like it when you make it move fast, mommy. I like it when you throw it on me. No love making, strictly back drinking. Seasonal, all his hoes go to my dough. Then they go to his flow to fuck some more. So no caviar, shark bar, strictly sex, that's sex to your leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and RPs, but tonight it's 8 tracks and 6 packs while I hit that.
Can you feel me?
Baby, come to me.
Can you feel me?
Get me out of me.
Can you feel me?
Stop the bull.
Without my baby. body and soul, ain't no I in we.
Baby,
when you cry, who wipes your tears? When you scared, who's telling you this? Nothing to fear, girl, I'll always be there. When you need a shoulder to lean on, never hesitate, knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old man, I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me.
What would I be without you?
Love got to do with a little menage. After the party, me
do, got to do it, babe.
But you need to understand that you got something with you. Ass is fat, frame is little. Tattoo in your chest with his name in the middle. I'm not a hater, I'll just crush a lie. In the way you shake your booty, I don't want you to stop. You need to come a little closer. And let me put you under my arms like a dawn is supposed to. Please believe you leave with me. We be freaking all night like we was on E. You need to trust the guard and jump in the car. For a little heartache at the Taj Mahal. What's love?
Got to do, got to do it, babe.
What's love? It's about trusting. What's love?
Got to do it, babe.
What's love? It's
yeah.
Trusting.
Yo, I stroll in the club with my hat down. Michael Jackson, high seven, who the Mac now? Not my fault that they love the kid. Might be the chain or the whip, I don't know what it is. We just party and bullshit. Come on, mommy, put your body in motion. You got a nigga open. You came in with the heart to cheat. So you need to sing the song with me. All my ladies, come on.
Look in your eyes, there's no stopping me. I want the time to crack on top of me. Don't want your back, just break my back. Gonna cut you no slack, cause I'm on it like that. Come on.
Got to do it, babe.
What's love? It's about trusting. What's love?
Got to do it, babe.
What's love? It should be about us. It should be about trusting. What's love?
Got to do it, babe.
What's love? It's about us. It's about trusting.
Got to do it, babe.
What's love? It should be about us. It should be about trusting. What's
going 11. Fuck that. I'm tired. I got to tend to some shit in my house. I went ahead and rocked out tonight. Ashton, did you feel like you was in the club at the throwback section?
Yes. You did a great job.
Girl. I love old school. I love old school. I just need to get some DJs to do me some old school mixes. They can do the 90s. 80s, 90s, early 2000s, shit, we in there.
That'll be fine.
Like, oh my goodness. Yes.
I would love that.
Yes, I'm going to start hitting DJs up. They always be bitching about radio people don't be supporting them. I'm trying to support them. If they don't put in, fuck them, Cletus. That's how I look at it. And so, I think Sunday night will be my last show, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be, let's see, what's going to happen? Let's see. A friend of mine that used to try to holler at me is wanting me to interview his artist slash girlfriend. Yeah, I get off at 5:30 tomorrow. We're going to talk about that one because that ain't going to end well.
Okay.
That's not going
to... A scandal waiting to happen.
Yeah.
He tried it.
Yeah, he did that. Especially when you're like, oh, we have unfinished business. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, this
This is going to be interesting how I deal with this.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Too funny. No way. People are just bold with their shit, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
Yeah. On that note, you can't even think you can't even think of nothing to say on that one.
No, I don't understand why they just trifling. I can't. I won't even begin. That's like having your son-in-law's baby.
Mhm. Like, how do you do that? You don't even know which son-in-law.
Right. Everybody just trifling nowadays. What's going on?
Mhm.
I mean, does he really want that? He don't want that.
Yeah.
I think he was joking.
Yeah.
He has been joking.
Well, I ain't going to be joking about remembering a certain picture that he sent to me. I'm like, boy, you take all that. You a good one. How you do that?
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you used to amaze me.
Now you see why I really should be on the Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, they had Tracy and Drew that didn't come back for another season. So why the fuck can't I be on that bitch? I only need one season.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you know what? Yes, that's what I'm going to do. We're going to look this up tomorrow when we get off work, because if I can get on that bitch, guess what? That means that you will be somewhere nearby.
Okay, we definitely got to talk. I'll be calling you.
I'm dead ass. I get off at 5:30 more. I'm not even working overtime. So what the fuck? Oh, I'm gonna tag you in some bullshit. But yeah, I'm not even working overtime tomorrow because I'm tired. So I am going to I'm gonna go ahead and yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be home. Yeah, because, yeah, I'm very passionate about this.
All right, so definitely got to make it happen, then.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
I love you, and we are going to talk tomorrow. Good night, everybody. And for all y'all dumb motherfuckers doing this ice challenge, how about y'all challenge motherfuckers to do something beneficial, like, how many books can you read in an hour? You know what I'm saying? How many times can you spend time with your child in a fucking day? Like, y'all do dumb shit, but y'all don't do good shit. But I'm going to say that for another day. I'm going to say that for another day. And then I got this one last thing, and I'm done. Since when did fucking snakes become something like, I mean, I'm just saying. I seen a dude fucking a snake. He had the snake wrapped around his dick and his little white balls and shit.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
We in the last days. Fucking snake. My daughter was like, "Mommy, did he take the fangs out so he could give him some head?" All he did was had the snake wrapped around all different parts of him, and you couldn't see the dick, but you seen him hunting. He was just hunting his motherfucking ass off.
So he had the snake wrapped around his neck.
Mm-hmm.
As if the snake was trying to cut his circulation to swallow him whole type wrapped around.
Mm-mm. It was so weird because when I seen it, I was like, wait a minute. And you know how on Facebook, if you don't catch that motherfucker once, you ain't going to catch it again.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Shouts out to all y'all nasty motherfuckers, you know, smoking, fucking snakes. You won't be touching my pussy ever, ever, ever.
Something new every day.
Yeah. Yeah, every day. What the fuck? Okay. Damn, I gotta share this with you too. Damn, I just lost it. Okay, let me go. Yeah, because I'm finding all kinds of ratchet shit to show you on Facebook. Oh, my God.
All right, show me while I'm still up.
Yes, I'm going to do that. I love you. I love y'all. I'll be back Sunday night. Sunday night is... we're going to talk about that in the meantime. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be some other shit. It's going to be some shit with this show on Sunday. I can just let y'all know already.
Oh, my God.
You've been warned.
Yeah. All right. Love you, too. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.